things you do. Introducing Shaka Soft Drinks, a unique, refreshing drink that celebrates greatness. Shaka, celebrate greatness.
The Kenny T One-on-One Podcast, your weekly dose of real talk, inspiring stories and life-changing conversations. Catch new episodes Thursdays on YouTube at 11 a.m. as it sits down with extraordinary guests to explore their journeys, challenges and triumphs. From success stories to the lessons behind the struggles, this is where authenticity meets inspiration. Don't miss out. Follow the Kenny T One-on-One Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and YouTube. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment and hit the bell so you don't miss out on a single episode. The Kenny T One-on-One Podcast. Get inspired.
We play nothing but power hits.
No lo sigue si ya forma gucci te chapa tinta to in. Good morning, my darlings. Apa beni na India.
Kiringa nyona inyo kachala mundai. Na wapo no ruziro na wapa chirai. Chirai ilai. Chirai. Sindi neti poga tako. Sindi neti poga baby. Sindi neti.
Power hits. All day, every day.
91.3
Looking for the best deals on mobile phones, accessories, laptops, desktops, video cameras, Bluetooth speakers, photocopying machines, tripod stands, television sets, CCTV technology, projectors and more? Chonda Mobile Center has got you covered. We bring you top brands at unbeatable prices. Whether you're upgrading your gadgets or need reliable tech solutions, we are your go-to store. Visit us today at shop number 34 Chachacha Road, opposite Anti-Corruption Commission, and shop 171 Unip House, corner of Chiparamba and Freedom Way, opposite Limbada, Lusaka, and enjoy amazing discounts. Call or WhatsApp Chonda Mobile Center on 0977-264-683 or email sikazwechonde@yahoo.com. Chonde Mobile Center, a phone shop with a difference.
A new source of energy has arrived in your town. Power. 91.3 FM. 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Over 3,000 members from opposition parties have joined the ruling UPND in Wusakile constituency, Kitwe. Lumezi Town Council has completed the grading of feeder roads in Kachama Ward in the Plateau area. In international news, Gabon's coup leader has won the election by a huge margin. In sports, young Chipolopolo have been drawn in Group A alongside hosts Egypt, Sierra Leone, South Africa and Tanzania.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Over 3,000 members from the Patriotic Front and other opposition parties have joined the ruling United Party for National Development in Wusakile constituency, Kitwe. This significant move is attributed to President Hakainde Hichilema's leadership and policies, including free education and increased constituency development funds. The new members were welcomed during a meeting where ongoing projects and future plans such as addressing water shortages and renovating Kitwe Teaching Hospital were highlighted. The Copperbelt UPND Chairman, Alicia Matambo, says the party is preparing for the 2026 elections by identifying candidates across the Copperbelt province. In another development, National Action for Quality Education in Zambia has proposed a nationwide industrial strike in response to the government's continued failure to fulfill its promise of upgrading all deserving teachers to higher salary scales. NACE's Executive Director, Aaron Chansa, says in the last 3 years, government has made repeated public assurances that over 40,000 teachers would be moved into appropriate salary brackets, but those promises remain unfulfilled, leaving teachers disheartened, disrespected, and demoralized. Mr. Chansa notes that this is a serious threat to the quality of education in Zambia, highlighting that when teachers are denied their due, learners suffer and the entire nation is pushed backward. He explains that NACES, like teacher unions and other stakeholders, has made every effort to engage government through dialogue, but these efforts have been met with silence and inaction. Mr. Chansa adds that it is now evident that only firm, coordinated industrial action can compel the government to act. NACES has since called upon all teacher unions to begin mobilizing their members, adding that while NACES understands the implications of a national strike, such action is now inevitable and indeed necessary if justice is to be delivered.
We see clear signs that the government will not be upgrading teachers in high salary scales. National Action for Quality Education in Zambia is proposing industrial action in order for government to listen to this very important request. For the last 3 years, the president, ministers of education and also finance have promised teachers that they will be upgraded, but up to now, no clear indications that this is going to be done. NACES, as a stakeholder, has done everything possible to have this thing resolved. We also understand that teacher unions have also presented this matter several times for many years, and teachers have been duped.
In another development, Lumezi Town Council has completed the grading of feeder roads in Kachama Ward in the plateau area of the constituency using resources allocated under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Using CDF, the local authority has procured earth-moving equipment, which include a grader, tipper truck, roller compactor and a tractor, loader backhoe TLB, which are being utilized in the ongoing grading of feeder roads. Further, the local authority has allocated over 3 million kwacha under the 2025 CDF-approved community projects for purchase of fuel and lubricants for the earth-moving equipment used in the rehabilitation and construction of roads. In Kachama Ward, the local authority has graded 12.5 kilometers of feeder roads and cash forward provided human labor in stumping and clearing of the road ahead of grading works, much to the delight of residents. Veronica Zimba, a resident of Katia Village in Kachama Ward, is happy with the road works being done in the area, which it says will improve travel to the town center where many access essential goods and services. And Thompson Mutonga, another resident in the area, has thanked government for the development realized through grading of the road, which he said will alleviate challenges faced by farmers in moving their produce to the market. In international news, a South African court is due to re-examine the circumstances around the death of one of the most renowned campaigners against the racist system of apartheid, which had initially been described as accidental. A 1967 inquest ruled that Chief Albert Luthuli was walking on a railway line when he was struck by a train and died after fracturing his skull. Activists and his family have long cast doubt on the official version of events and have said they welcome the reopening of the inquest. Luthuli, who at the time of his death was the leader of the then banned African National Congress, ANC, won the Nobel Prize in 1960 for spearheading the fight against apartheid. The ANC went on to lead the struggle against white minority rule and came to power in 1994 following the first democratic elections. Still in international news, Gabon's military leader, General Brice Nguema, who in 2023 led a coup that ended a near six